Many young girls are using self-harm to soothe themselves when they're upset. They're cutting their skin in places that won't be easily seen, like their upper arms, inner thighs, sometimes wrists, which they cover with lots of bracelets. They don't cut so deeply that the cuts bleed badly, nor do they need stitches. It seems like an odd thing to do, but the pain of the cutting distracts them from the emotional pain they're feeling. You might think as a parent that you would know if your daughter was doing this, but the only way you can really know is to take a look. Always best to be honest. So say you heard this show and want to inspect the usual places. She'll say, "You don't trust me." And you say, "This is too important to trust her word because it would be understandable if she tried to avoid having you know." If you find cuts, ask her what she was so upset about that she resorted to cutting. Probably a good idea to get her to see a counselor to talk about why she's using this method to soothe herself and to teach her better coping skills. Avoid shaming her by saying things like, "How could you do something so stupid?" or "What were you thinking?" Avoid having her tell on her friends by asking her who else is cutting. The cutting means she is not using more effective ways to calm herself when she's upset. Rather than punish her for cutting, work with her to learn better ways to make herself feel better when she feels life is unbearably hard. Together, come up with 10 things she can do that would help her feel better when she's upset. Have her write them out and post them in her room where she can turn to them when she feels like cutting. Tell her when she's stuck on how to soothe herself, she can talk with you and you'll help with coping skills. Teach her to not personalize everything that happens to her. Instead, she should think about how what happened may have been more about the other person than her. Help her remember how she's gotten through other problems, and she can get through this as well. Bounce her problem out to a bigger perspective to show this is not the worst thing that could happen. And parents, it's not the worst thing that could happen to discover your child is cutting. Now you can get her some help. For KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovich.